Well, seems like old times. It was about this time last year that Elizabeth Mitchell was here to talk about her Grammy-nominated album. How are you, Elizabeth?
We're doing great this morning. Thank you. Good morning.
Congratulations on another great release. You just seem to be getting better and better with everything you record. Tell me a little bit about your vision behind Blue Clouds.
Well, Blue Clouds was a really interesting album to make. You know, it evolved over a couple of years. Some of the recordings were made during the same sessions that came from Sunny Day, but they were songs that didn't find a home on that record. And then Blue Clouds just slowly started to take shape. I think it's a really imaginative record. I love that the album starts with songs about, different kinds of family. You've got Froggy Winnicorton with the frog and the mouse, and then you go into Arm in Arm of a song about an octopus family, and Kooks with that kind of special family. You know, I think a sort of thread emerged of imaginative worlds and different kinds of sort of loving relationships.
Well, and you also have picked some really just great songs all around. This song, an old song I first heard Sally Rogers do. A nice chestnut in Circle of the Sun. And then we opened up this hour with the song Everyone, your cover of the Van Morrison song. And I remember when I first got the CD, I was looking at it. And, you know, I've been at this long enough to, I hate to say I judge books by covers, but I'm looking at it and I'm saying, nah, this can't be. Is this really going to be, is this going to be Van Morrison's Everyone? And sure enough, it is and it was. And one of the things I love about that song and really the whole album is when children are singing with you, they sound great and engaged. And sometimes you hear children's voices on albums that are added in, and you can tell that maybe the kids weren't thoroughly engaged in the recording process. And the kids singing with you on the album just sound like they're really part of the whole process.
Well, thank you so much. You know, we definitely value their contribution and their role as listeners, and I want to hear themselves reflected back. So they have that experience of really feeling a part of things, not as sort of entertainment that we're presenting to them, but something that they're really, really a part of.
Yeah, that very much shows on this particular, well, on all of your albums, really, but this one's just another real winner from you. Now, tell me about your Grammy experience here. What was it like when you learned of this nomination?
We were shocked, you know. I mean, after last year, we had such a great time. And like all experiences that you go through for the first time, you think, gosh, I'd like to try to do that again because I learned so much and I could do it better next time. You know, so last year I thought, well, I hope we get that chance again someday, because now that we've done it, I know what to expect. And but we never expected that we'd get to do it right away the following year. But we're really excited to go out to California in the middle of winter and get to have such fascinating experiences.
This is, you mentioned Froggy Went According, and here's a little bit of it now we'll listen to. With a sword and a pistol by his side, he rode till he came to Miss Mousie's door, where he'd often been before. Miss Mousie came a-tripping down, green glass slippers and a golden gown. He took Miss Mouse upon his knee. You are really keeping the folk tradition alive with your whole body of work, Elizabeth, and it's just been terrific to watch your albums come together.
Thank you.
And I'm I love the way you're doing this right now. And it's, I'm sure you know Pete Seeger's version of this. And also, here's to Cheshire, here's to cheese. And
I know. There's so many incredible lyrics to the song that formed over the years. And I really, this one was so informed by working with Natalie Merchant, because she had all these other lyrics that I'd never heard before.
Huh.
But yeah, I love that part of the folk tradition. Just, you know, being able to grab back through different times in history and different interpretations of songs and create a new sort of patchwork version of things.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Oh, well, and also how I was really excited to change the last verse of the song where they say, and they had wealth and children three. I was excited to change that to good health.
Yeah,
so that was my contribution.
Well, you're part of the folk process.
Yeah.
Sure. I was going to ask you if you're playing out much, and I can't recall if you've made it to Pittsburgh. I don't think you have.
We haven't yet, you know, and this year is going to be a little bit of a quieter year for our family in terms of touring. Story is 12 now, and it seems to be the right time to just step back briefly and give her a little time to have a different experience as during her childhood, where she gets to be home more and participating more in school activities. And so this seems to be the right year to step back and then and give her some time, but then we'll be right back at it, I'm hoping a year from now. So this will be a quieter year, but I'm going to be doing some more writing and finishing our next album, a Spanish album that we're doing with this woman named Sumi Paz. So Pittsburgh I will put top priority for 2015, absolutely.
Well, and you've got a place here to help you with that.
Wonderful.
Elizabeth, good luck next Sunday, and thanks for being with us. Her album is called Blue Clouds, Elizabeth Mitchell, and You Are My Flower. And thanks for being with us this morning.
Thank you so much.
Oh, what a feast, what a wedding day. Still they left for the honeymoon right away. Now they live far off in a hollow tree, where they have good health and children three. Chemo, chymo, chymo, key, way down yonder in a hollow tree. An owl and a bat and a bumblebee. King Kong, kitchy, kitchy, chymeo. Chemo, chymo, chymo, key, way down yonder in a hollow tree. An owl and a bat and a bumblebee. King Kong, kitchy, kitchy, chymeo.